Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. A little bit later in the show, Dr. Mark Siegel will join us and Secretary Azar will join us. Big day today. But nothing bigger than when you have the guy, I'd love to see Bill O'Reilly in action, and we have him with us here when something major like this is going on. Hey, Bill, good Friday. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Dom. Nice to be with you.
Well, Bill, if you had Azar on the what you're doing right now, whoever, whatever platform you would have, would you ask him about the testing kits? Even Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox is saying we ought to be testing 20,000 people a day. Is that the nub of where we are?
You know, I'm not a medical expert. I think it's impossible to have standards like this imposed so quickly. I assume that private physicians are able to test because we are now getting people like Tom Hanks and things, people like that, that have it. And I think the problem is the public testing, going to the clinics, they don't have the equipment they need. I assume they will have them in the next few weeks, but nobody anticipated this. Nobody thought that this might happen. So I'm willing to cut the authorities some slack on it. And I tell everybody, look, you got to have a private physician that you trust. That's a staple of life. And if you're feeling poorly, you go into that situation, and they're able to tell you whether you have the virus or not.
My doctor says no on that. Don't go there if you're thinking that, Bill. You think yours would be able to do
yes,
that?
Yes, I know. I talked to her.
Okay.
They have out here on Long Island where I am, they're pretty organized. So they can tell if somebody's infected. Now, I don't know what it's like in Philly, bigger urban center than on Long Island where I am. I don't know what's going on in New York City, but I do know EMS guys, and they tell me that they bring people in routinely, and they get tested almost immediately in the city, in New York City. So I think that there's problems in this area, but we don't have magic wands. Mm-hmm. I mean, no politician has a magic wand to make everything perfect.
Where are you with Trump on this? The upside, way ahead of the curve with China. Upside, even Democrats, I think, Bill, are recognizing with the EU, whether they like it or not. That's the freshest load of cases. What's the downside, if any, that you see what Trump has been doing so far?
I think he's scared. That's a downside, although it's a human natural, it's a natural state of affairs for even a president to be scared. And he's not scared physically that he's going to get the virus. He's scared that the economy will fall apart and the country will fall apart. So we showed that a little bit in his speech. I didn't think the speech was delivered in a confident way. So let me take you back to FDR 1933, first inaugural address. So he beats Hoover, and he gets up there, and he's trying to reassure the nation. Now, that is the top priority for a president. So when I turned on the television after the president's speech, I knew the Trump haters on NBC News and CNN were going to kill him for not doing whatever. They just, whatever they're going to throw against the wall. But what he did do in the beginning was he did not want to create panic. Okay, back to FDR. So FDR looks, and he's on the radio, and it goes out to the country. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Remember that?
Oh,
everybody
absolutely knows.
Okay, that wasn't true. We are right in the middle of the Depression, the worst economic downturn in the country's history, and a lot of people didn't have enough food. So what FDR said was not true. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. No. You're going to fear you don't have supper. But he did it to try to tell the people, we have it under control. It's not going to get out of control. It's going to get better.
This comes back to, excuse me, Bill, one of your biggest points. Different media then who would see that and would.
I mean, it wasn't like they were trying to destroy FDR.
No.
So they're trying to destroy Trump, and that's what everybody has to understand. No matter what he did, it would have been wrong. So I'm listening to Biden yesterday, right? And I'm covering Biden fairly. I'm absolutely covering the man fairly. All right, I'm saying, okay, Joe, you got the platform. Tell me what you're going to do. Did Joe Biden tell you, Dom Giordano, an American citizen, one thing that he's going to do?
In fact, the things that he said are cribbed right from the, you know, the small print of what Trump is doing, what his officials are doing. They're exactly the small print of that. No, he didn't say anything different. What he did was attack Trump. Attack Trump that's saying it's xenophobic to say where this came from.
Listen, I'm listening to Joe Biden and I'm saying, okay, give me something.
Yes.
Give me a specific that you would do differently than what the Trump administration is doing. I couldn't find anything there. Now, maybe one of your listeners has something, and maybe they can enlighten me. Maybe I missed it. It was all about, oh, if I was in charge, I'm going to take care of everything, not only in the United States, but the whole world. The whole world, I'm going to take care of this. Well, how? How? There was no how. It's the usual big government's going to ride to the rescue, and I would be in charge, and this Trump's incompetent. He didn't know what he's doing, but I would know. And I'm saying there, you know, it's just BS. No one knows how to control this virus. They're trying to isolate people now. I'm for that. It's painful for all Americans. But the more separation we have to keep people out of big crowds, the better. Okay? And the EU, as you pointed out rightly in your introduction to me, is chaos because they have no border controls. Trump knew that from the very beginning. That's what Brexit was all about. The English people said, we don't want everybody coming in here unattended. We don't know who they are. So we're getting out of the EU. That's what it was. And in Europe, you can go from Turkey to Sweden and no one checks you for anything.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so of course, in a situation like that, you're going to have fast spread like Italy, all right, and you're going to have chaos. So the Trump administration evaluated that and said, no, we're not going to take it. Now, he made a mistake because he should have a little chart with him and said, these people can't come, but if you're an American citizen over there, you can come back and we'll put you in a situation where you'll get screened, and that's the way it's going to be. He didn't do that, all right, and that was a mistake. But I'm saying to the American people, look, this is a real lesson for all of us. And the lesson is you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you have to live a responsible life and do the best you can do on a daily basis, because tomorrow you have no blanking clue.
That is a great takeaway from this. It is a large degree of self-reliance and not panicking and figuring out your own situation. And you have talking to your doctor already.
Yes. And you have to basically say to yourself, I'm going to be a real person. I'm not going to believe that Bernie Sanders can solve poverty, because he can't. All right. I wrote a column about that this week. All right, the only people who can solve poverty are parents. That's it. And if the parents are derelict, the school is the last line of defense, and the schools, public schools, have abdicated their responsibility to poor children. They have given up. That's my column on BillO'Reilly.com. But back to the virus. So all good Americans can do is say, I hope I don't get it. I'm going to protect my family as best I can. I'm not going to panic. I am not going to be hateful. I'm not going to live in the basement with freeze-dried. All right? I'm going to live my life. But the lesson is, you don't know what's coming tomorrow. So when you're living today, be honest, be self-reliant, and do the best you can.
We do know what's coming on the horizon, though, the killing of Crazy Horse, right?
You know, I feel bad because we've moved the book release up to May 5th because of the virus. The demand for the book is so high because people aren't going to the movies. They're not going out to dinner. They're not going, obviously, can't go to sporting events because they don't exist now. So people now are looking around, and you can't watch television, your head's going to blow off. I mean, if you try to watch television. So the book industry on the ropes is the good books, the books that are entertaining, informative, you learn something, are the orders are very strong. So we moved it up to May 5th, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. And I guarantee anybody who reads it, and you should get a copy, Dom, in the next few days.
Perfect.
I guarantee anybody who reads this is going to learn a tremendous amount about their country. And it's a page turner. It'll keep you up.
We'll be calling your person if I don't have it here by Monday.
Listen, I'm as frustrated as you are because they're trying to print these things so fast, and I don't even have a copy yet, but it's coming.
All right. Bill, thank you. Thanks for the great advice today. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Dom, anytime. See you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.